Passenger plane flies through fluffy white clouds. A beautiful, glamorous blonde in her 40s, Jasmine, talks to an older female passenger. First on the plane, then on an airport travelator, then at baggage collection.
Yeah, there was no one like Hal. He met me at a party and swept me off my feet. Blue Moon was the song was playing. Didn't you know Blue Moon?
Sure.
Still remember that. You know, in one more year, and I would have graduated. But I quit BU to marry him. I mean, what the hell was I learning at school anyway? I mean, can you picture me as an anthropologist?
Oh, is that a joke?
The sex is always great. Well, he was 9 years older than me. I mean, Christ, he'd already made and lost a fortune. But then he made it back. You know, more. I mean, much more. God, he was dynamic. Taught me everything I know about real lovemaking. Not that I care to get too graphic. Believe me when I tell you, I mean, they tried 6 different medications on me. Cocktails, they like to call them. A cocktail that ever helps is Stoli Martini. Never trusted doctors. Doctors put both my parents in early graves. You know, I have never been to San Francisco.
Oh.
And Hal and I traveled everywhere. Here, it's beautiful. I'll be staying with my sister, Ginger. She's divorced. I mean, biologically, she's not my sister.
Oh.
She's adopted. We're both adopted. I couldn't stand her ex-husband. He used to hit her. That's mine, that we don't... My plan is to start a new life out here, put everything that's happened behind me and start fresh. Go west. Was it Horace Greeley who said that?
You know, oh, there's my family. It was really nice talking to you.
I'll call you, maybe for lunch. I don't have your number.
The woman joins her husband.
That woman you were talking to?
I was sitting next to her on the plane. She was talking to herself. I thought she said something to me. I said, what? She couldn't stop babbling about her life.
A taxi pulls up on an insalubrious street outside a small club, El Jazz Caliente. Next door is a shabby eatery, the New Central Cafe, above which are apartments. Jasmine gets out of the taxi clutching a piece of paper. She looks surprised at what she sees.
Where am I exactly?
You said 305 South Van Ness?
Jasmine climbs a short flight of steps to a door marked 305.
Can you wait and help me with my bag?
Sure.
She tries the bell. She mutters to herself.
Where she is. She expected me. Plane was on time.
Turning from the door, she dials on her mobile. The swarthy taxi driver approaches the steps.
Yes, I'm
are you all right?
I'm fine. I just sometimes get where I can't take a deep breath, and when I can, it makes me... panic, and it makes it even worse.
Okay.
She puts the phone to her ear.
Could I have some privacy?
Sure.
Hello, Ginger? Yes, I'm here. I'm right in front of the place. It is 305. Uh-huh. Well, how long? What? Oh, where is it? No, I see it. Okay. Oh, okay. Would you please hurry? My sister left the keys in the bar. Can you wait?
Sure.
Jasmine lets herself into her sister's pokey apartment and looks around in shock. It's pleasant, but small and cluttered, with cheerful yellow walls, one of which is adorned with a cross-stitched image of two exotic birds kissing on a branch. The diminutive taxi driver brings up the last of her 3 suitcases and her Louis Vuitton bag.
Is that it?
She takes a banknote from her wallet.
Thank you.
She hands it to him.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day, all right? Bye-bye.
A flashback. Jasmine and her handsome husband, Hal, explore a huge unfurnished apartment.
So what do you think?
I love it.
Make sure all the fireplaces work.
Oh,
I don't like them when they're just for show.
Light and airy, and the ceilings are so high. I don't know anyone can breathe with a low ceiling. And the view.
You told me you wanted to have
it. It's superb. Well, the space is perfect. We hardly have to do a thing. You shouldn't spoil me so.
Well, why not? Who else am I going to spoil? Besides, did I take my news? Right. Danny is going to be living with us permanently.
Oh, honey. Oh, that's great
news. I worked it all out with his mom and her lawyers.
Oh, he'll be so much happier when he's with us full time.
Hal and Danny outside their seafront mansion.
Happy birthday, Danny!
A lot of kids at school say that we're really rich and that you give a lot of money to charity.
Sure I do. But you got to remember as you go through life that... share some of what you earn with the less fortunate. Not everyone is as lucky as we are.
A butler does as Jasmine asks. She and Hal are entertaining dinner guests in their plush dining room.
Isn't he sweet?
This song was playing when Hal and I first met.
I fell in love with the name Jasmine.
Alone at her sister's.
I changed it. Yeah, Jeanette and no finesse.
She sips from a glass and smiles wryly.
This song was playing when we first met. You know it? Maybe we met at a party at Martha's Vineyard. Blue Moon.
A skinny woman.
Come on, boys. Okay, let's go, Augie. I gotta get home. Someone's waiting.
We helped Dad move the furniture today.
Oh, really? That's your idea, taking the boys? Letting them help you lug somebody's furniture upstairs?
They loved it. It was yeah. Great exercise. They, we ate Frank some beans. Relax.
Okay. Let's go, Johnny. Come on.
Come on. Let's go.
What's the rush? What's the rush, Ginger? What, do you got a date?
It's none of your business. It happens to be Jeanette, so.
Jeanette?
Yeah.
You mean Jasmine? What the hell's she doing in town?
She's coming to live with me for a while till she gets back on her feet. She's had a bad time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When she had all that money, she wanted nothing to do with you. Now that she's broke, all of a sudden she's moving in.
She's not just broke. She's all screwed up. And it's none of your damn business, okay? She's family.
She stole our money.
Okay.
You understand? We could have been set. That was our whole chance in life.
For the last time, Augie, he was a crook, not her, okay? What the hell did she know about finance?
Bullshit. Don't stand there and tell me that. She's married to a guy for years, up to his ass in phony real estate and bank fraud, and you want to tell me she knew nothing about it? Believe me, she knew, Ginger, okay? She knew. But when all those diamonds and minks were flying in, she just looked the other way.
I don't think so, Augie.
You said it. You said to me she's a phony and had to know.
Jasmine, your country house is so beautiful.
I'm sorry, but we need an answer on this.
Like I told you, we just changed the name of the corporation. We can operate it under Global Innovations.
Yeah, I don't know if we can get away with that.
No, I think we can, actually, if we pay it out of the accounts in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam?
Whenever I hear them, they always sound like they're one step ahead of the Justice Department. Oh. You just have to hope your house is not bugged.
Oh, I never pay attention to Hal's business affairs. I have no head for that sort of thing.
What if we transfer everything to the old corporation?
We could do that. That's perfectly legal.
Yes, but it would be a mistake to file under that.
Yeah, you could definitely get in trouble for that.
Just don't file a joint tax return.
Don't say that. I sign anything. I'm very trusting.
Famous last words. It's called looking the other way.
Ginger returns home with the kids.
Jasmine.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Look at you.
Look at you. Oh, I'm so sorry. For the way.
Sorry, I think I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Augie's day with the boys.
Well, no wonder you're late.
Does anything special with it? Yeah. The boys, hello.
Hello.
I told you about her, remember?
Right,
Aunt Jasmine.
Hands. Okay, good play.
They're
desperate
big.
To play, I know.
Getting it first!
Hey,
oh,
quiet, you
sorry.
Two.
Yeah, they're loud.
You stop running around. Christ, this kid's got, what the hell is it, ADD?
Yeah. Your place is homey.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, it's got a very, casual charm.
Oh, God, knock it off, Jasmine.
Teary-eyed.
I need to stay here for a while. No, I do. Out of cash.
Okay.
Couldn't pay my rent in Brooklyn. I mean, can you believe I had to move out of my beautiful home and take a place in Brooklyn? But I'm dead broke, really. I mean, the government took everything. And the lawyers. You know, and I can't be alone. Ginger, I really get some bad thoughts when I'm alone.
Well, you know, all I can say is you look great.
Oh, now who's lying? You know, I was up all last night. I was so anxious about moving here.
Yeah?
Wasn't sure how angry you still were.
Oh. Ginger looks away.
Should I have another drink? We're celebrating, right?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, the flight was bumpy.
Uh-huh.
I didn't eat anything on the plane. Oh, the food was awful. Here it is. I mean, you'd think first class, right?
You flew first class?
I don't know how anyone puts up with those airlines at all.
Isn't first class a fortune?
Yes, I was quite shocked.
I thought you were tapped out.
I'm worse than tapped out, baby. I run up some serious debts.
So how'd you fly first class?
I don't know, Ginger. I just did.
All I meant was if you've got no money to go first class.
You know me. I splurge from habit. Would you stop staring at my luggage? Yes, it's Louis Vuitton.
Only because you just told me I had to sell it.
Look, these are used old suitcases. See, with my initials, who'd want them? You know, I sold what jewels and furs I could hide from Uncle Sam. Oh, God, I hate to tell you about that rude awakening. Now, your jewelry is so priceless and such a great investment when you buy it at Graff or Van Cleef until you're desperate for money and you're forced to sell them, and it seems you can't give it away.
The boys come in.
Kids, stop it. Come on.
Were you adopted?
Yes. We were both adopted. We were born to different moms and dads, but we were raised by the same mom and dad. Could you stop doing that gun thing? Sorry, yeah, just, I've got a migraine from the pressurized cabin.
Did you like the new mom and dad?
Yes, of course.
And Jasmine did. I ran away from home fast as my feet could carry me.
How come?
Well...
Because our mother liked Aunt Jasmine and not me.
Oh, stop.
How come?
Because she had better genes.
Oh, don't tell him that nonsense.
Oh, am I lying?
My dad said you were glad we lived far away.
What?